In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We are discussing the approach to non-believers. We were saying some of the common subjects we may open up with the non-believers to help them receive the message of salvation. We spoke about the creation subject, corruption subject, suffering subject, and love philosophy. And today we are discussing death and afterlife. You know, this is very common subject we may open with any non-believer. You can say, or you may answer a question about, do you think there is any other life after this one? One may listen to some word like, I do not like to die, I don't like to be older than this, I don't like to be crippled after many years, I care much for my health, I love to enjoy every minute in this life. So this kind of discussion you can guide towards the truth of death and afterlife as revealed in the Bible. You know, you may say, sometimes I feel I would love to live my life again. I guess I would do different things. By saying so, as if you are pointing at there should be another life to be lived. Also, one may say that this means that you wish to live a second life. Yes, everybody wish to live a second life. I don't want to die, but also I don't want to live as a crippled, old, weak person. Yes, nobody loves to live a bitter life. Everyone loves to live forever a happier life. One may say, I wish I would live a full life, and I cannot live it here, and I think I wasted my life. I don't think I can regain these minutes which I lost. I wish I would enjoy love, achievements, success, and others. You know, by saying this or by listening to these words, you can open the story of life and death. Why death came to man, what kind of life man was created for, if this life is the real target of humanity, if there is God, why he just let people die, if there is a loving God, why the story ends by death, there should be another and after life. One may say, I cannot get all my wishes in such a life. And this is true. Nobody can get all his wishes inside this short life. But by saying so, you reveal the truth that there should be a longer life and a happier one if we choose it. Life is too short to know and enjoy everything in it. Yes, we can never know everything, we can never enjoy everything, so we all look after another, longer, happier, eternal life. Also, you may say that even in the history, most of the people lived on earth, they believed there should be some kind of afterlife. Nobody accepted death as an end to this human nature life. So, you know, this kind of afterlife is inside the heart of man in all ages and whatever his culture or nature. How about if you find somebody who have it and can also give it? So you can now speak the truth of God is the source of life, the eternal life. He is the only living God. He is full of life. He can give man the eternal life. And man had no eternal life inside himself. He needs this kind of life from outside, from the source of life, and God is the only source of life. By saying so, you will start again the story of creation, corruption, suffering, looking after the Savior, waiting for the Savior to come, the incarnate God, and the redemption story, and the eternal life we are aiming at, we are waiting for. He could live again after death with no more pain or suffering. The only one who conquered death is our Lord Jesus Christ. And that was the real proof that there is another life, an eternal life. So in this point you can say we Christians believe that God, man, person, is the who is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who conquered death for the sake of humanity. He gave us his life because he is the one who lives forever. So by sticking to him, by living into him, by his Holy Spirit, we can enjoy this kind of eternal life. So we are trying to prove that there should be another life, and then we are jumping to what is the way to this eternal life. It's also again by believing in God and repenting our sins, and by transforming into a better human beings through the image of Christ, the only God. How about a medicine that can give us a long life, an endless one? You may say, I wish that there be kind of medicine who give me a longer life. You can tell him, you can add to this saying, as Christian, I believe in the body of Christ and blood of Christ. It's the powerful medicine that not only give me few more years on my life, but it's for me the key of eternal life. Because God gave me his life by this sacrament, the Holy Communion, the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. I know this is, you know, first step, but actually many believe in this and they accepted by logic that there should be some way to eat some food or some medicine that will help to elongate our life, but not on earth, but just the afterlife, which was meant in the Bible. You know, in all our subjects, we should guide the discussion to be ended in the Bible, in the truth, in the revelation given by God. We shouldn't, you know, take the lead just by logic for many steps. We should start by some logic, but ending by verses from the Bible, by proclaiming our faith as given from the Lord, as lived by many saints, as we enjoying our life by this faith. So always remind yourself that logic will not succeed to convince everybody. People need to believe. People need to catch the truth, not only by their mind, but also by their heart. And they can see the truth inside your eyes before saying any word. Because, you know, being a good missionary is not a matter of being a great theological lecturer, but mainly being one who enjoyed God's love, who is living a real spiritual life. By doing so, you can help others to believe in God. There was another subject you can start with to deliver the message of salvation to any non-believer. Glory to God. Amen.